Exodus chapter 20. The law condemns. 8 of the 10 commandments begin with the word no. This has led us to believe that there is a lot of negativity in them. We ask ourselves, does the law limit or protect? By giving us the first commandment that indicates the exclusivity of the Creator, He frees us from the error of seeking other gods or of making gods out of human beings, as our children can, or of practices, such as a sport or a hobby, which, although good, take the first place in our lives. The second reveals to us that we are spiritual beings, freeing us from the worshiping images or creation instead of the Creator. The third, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain, teaches us reverence by relieving us from referring to the deity lightly. The fourth protects our physical and mental health, providing rest. The fifth preserves order and unity and the integrity of the family with respect for our parents. The sixth, thou shalt not kill, protects respect for our life. By prohibiting adultery, you are protecting the intimacy and exclusivity of married life. The eighth, thou shalt not steal, protects our property and establishes respect for private property. By telling us, thou shalt not lie, He is protecting our reputation. And finally, He wants to free us from envy and greed as the root of many evils and teaches us to be positive by being content with what we have. Lord, thank you for giving us a law. It reveals something of your nature and essence.